Luke 5, verses 24 and 25. He said to the paralyzed man, "I tell you, get up, take your mat, and go home." Immediately he stood up in front of them, took what he had been lying on, and went home praising God. In Jesus' name, dear fellow students of the Word, next week you'll be leaving campus, dorms, classrooms. You may not be taking your sleeping bags with you like the paralytic, but I hope that you all will have opportunities to gather with like-minded Christians in praising God. Thanksgiving Day is set by the government of the United States, but we certainly welcome any opportunity to acknowledge the true sources of all our blessings. In fact, it's something we want to do daily, isn't it? Since every morning, mercies new fall as fresh as morning dew. And while you're remembering some of your blessings next week, who could remember all of them? The paralytic man of Capernaum would suggest that you also remember his experience of coming through the roof and landing helpless at Jesus' feet. In those days, Jesus was attracting quite a crowd. They were the kinds of crowds that might make it necessary for someone to climb a tree just to see him when he went by. Jesus had come back to Capernaum and he was in a house, but it was so packed with people that one could hardly get to him standing up, much less lying on a stretcher. And that was when one of them had the idea to go up on the roof, remove enough roofing tiles to make a hole big enough to let his mat down with him on it. Do you think he would remember that day for the rest of his life? No matter how many Thanksgiving days there would be? So if he were in your church next week, he would be praising God for being healed from his disease. He would also be praising God for the greater miracle, those first words when he landed at Jesus' feet. "Son, take heart, your sins are forgiven." That was an even greater gift because it was linked to eternal healing. And perhaps one day he might even stand and thank God that he had been paralyzed. If it hadn't been for that, would he have ever gotten that close to Jesus? His four friends who could walk didn't even get in the room. Time and again it has happened, hasn't it? In the Old Testament times, Naaman the Syrian was brought to know the true God because he contracted leprosy. An insurance salesman in California was once flat on his back, painfully so, he couldn't sleep in the hospital bed. He had to be on a gurney. His back was so sore. He told his pastor he was thankful that this had happened to him, because not being able to do much besides breathe, he had been thinking about what his Savior had done for him, nailed to a cross, also paralyzed. "I was so busy with less important things," he said, "that I was forgetting what a friend I have in Jesus. Even with all the pain, I'm glad the Lord stopped me in my tracks and gave me this chance to think." Hebrews 12 encourages us to think of hardship as a discipline which hedges us in and keeps us on the track. Our parents have done their best to do this, but God always does it for our good. There was a teenage girl in Baltimore who dove into a pond one summer day, hit a submerged log, broke her neck. From that day to this, she has been a quadriplegic, paralyzed in all four limbs. But through that affliction, she was lowered down to Jesus. At his feet, she heard his word, "Take heart, daughter, your sins are forgiven." And she ended up one day thanking her Savior for letting that affliction into her life, by which she was brought closer to her Lord. So if, or maybe I should say when, you have afflictions and drawbacks in your life, may God give you grace to thank your shepherd also for these. If they are removed sometime, you'll have an opportunity to praise God for that. But remember that even the Apostle Paul's thorn in the flesh was not removed, though he asked repeatedly. He had God's grace, just as you do. That is the word which says, "Be of good cheer, your sins are forgiven." And he had that affliction, which he could thank God kept him from getting too high and mighty. Your afflictions can also lower you, even through the roof, to his feet, to hear him say, "Take heart, your sins are forgiven." So no matter where you are in life, sick or well, young or old, injured or whole, home or away, if you are with the Good Shepherd, you can be glad you're there. And you have his word that says, "I will be with you always." Amen. We'll sing the two stanzas printed on the sheet. I typed them from memory. I couldn't find the hymnal where I once saw them, so any imperfections are my memory.